Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A former North Iowa police officer is pleading not guilty to tormenting his then-girlfriend with a taser. Clear Lake Police filed criminal complaints in April against 29-year-old Benjamin Maiman of Britt for alleged crimes between September 2023 and February of this year in the 700 block of South 9th Street in Clear Lake. Maiman is accused of using an Axon Taser 7 to threaten the victim multiple times, chasing her with the taser, holding it within 2 inches of her face and pressing the trigger, causing an electric arc the victim could see and hear. Authorities say Maiman also assaulted the woman, strangling, choking, and stepping on her throat, causing her to nearly lose consciousness. Last week, Maiman pleaded not guilty to 4 counts of intimidation with a dangerous weapon and 1 count of domestic abuse, assault, strangulation, all felonies. Monday, his trial date was set for August 13th in Cerro Gordo County District Court. Maiman was a member of the Britt Police Department, but was fired in March of this year after the victim contacted the police chief there. A Northeast Iowa man with multiple prior convictions on narcotics and burglary charges, all within the past 5 years, was arrested this week for drug possession and vandalizing a vehicle. Olwine police received a report of a male subject striking a vehicle with a tire iron multiple times in the 10 block of 6th Street Northwest before fleeing from the scene shortly after 4 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. Their investigation led to the arrest of 26-year-old Tyler Moore of West Union on charges of second-degree criminal mischief, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. According to criminal complaints, Moore is accused of hitting the vehicle of a female victim multiple times with a tire iron, damaging both side doors, and running off with the tire iron. He also allegedly left 6 syringes in and or near the vehicle prior to leaving. When officers located Moore, he admitted the syringes were his, but denied having the tire iron, eventually found at the residence where he was arrested. Authorities also found a black bag with additional syringes, with one of them containing a substance that field tested positive for meth. Damages to the woman's vehicle were estimated over $1,500. Court records show Moore was convicted in January 2023 for eluding and illegal possession of prescription pills, in December 2020 for eluding, OWI, and 2 counts of drug possession, and in December 2019 on 3 counts of burglary. A Waterloo man has pleaded guilty to driving a stolen vehicle drunk in North Iowa. The Iowa State Patrol arrested 27-year-old Brody Buck last October in Mason City after he was observed committing multiple traffic violations while driving a 2014 Chevy Silverado that had been reported stolen. Once pulled over, a breath test measured his blood alcohol content at 0.138%, about 1.5 times the legal limit of 0.08% BAC. Court documents state there were open containers of alcohol in the vehicle. Buck was in possession of marijuana, and he is banned from driving in Iowa. Wednesday, Buck entered guilty pleas in Cerro Gordo County District Court to first-degree theft, a Class C felony, plus possession of marijuana, OWI, and driving while barred, all aggravated misdemeanors. He's scheduled for sentencing on August 12th. Due to high water levels on the Mississippi River, the Iowa DOT is postponing the intermittent short-term closures on the Mississippi River Bridge at Lansing until water levels are safe to resume work. The DOT says they do not have an estimation as to when that will occur. But when they do, that will allow the construction of a new pier and driving the pier foundation for the new bridge that will replace the current bridge. For the latest, visit iowadot.gov/Lansing Bridge. The director of the Ionia Public Library is now a published author herself. India Watson's book, Camp Effigy, A Ghost Story, is based around some of her own experiences at Pikes Peak and the Effigy Mounds in Northeast Iowa.
And it follows Dahlia, Serena, and Aria as they attend a summer camp that has a sort of reputation for being a little bit creepy and sort of a boot camp for girls who have psychological phenomenon that's unexplained. And in between some of the summer fun that they have, weird things start to happen. And they find that they have a mystery to solve. There's a haunting, and they have some sort of genealogical tie to a cold case from 1851 that they can solve through their family tree.
There will be a book signing with Watson this afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Ionia Public Library. There will also be a Fear Factor challenge with prizes. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.